Hey, it's Aubrey. Welcome back to another episode of the What's New Now podcast. I have been waiting for a long time for this one. This was such a special interview, partially because I was not having the best day prior to this interview. And Marie, girl in red, is just the nicest, most uplifting person that I have spoken to. We had a lot of fun for this interview. I felt like we really clicked. It's also always really cool to deep dive into someone's music, their lyrics, and their artistic process. I certainly enjoyed myself during this interview, and I hope that you enjoy listening. All right, let's dive into it. I'm really excited for this. I'm reading that your sophomore album is coming out. I'm Doing It Again, Baby. It's out April 12th. And I was reading that you felt there's a more creative feel to this album and that maybe it comes across a little more lighter than the first album. Can you describe the creative transition and what that was like for you from album to album and how that made you grow as an artist?
I mean, I think like the most fundamental thing is like, I've been a lot happier making this album. Like, I've been in a completely different mind space and headspace. Like, I've been doing so much better. And I think that kind of set the parameter for like, okay, what am I going to make? Because you can't really, I really tried to force some sadness into this record for the first couple of months of writing it. And I think I was kind of in denial, actually. I think I was just like trying to write something that was sad and overly emotional. And I was just trying to tap into what I'd done before because I knew that was something I could do. So I kind of had to like figure out when I was like confronted with like, okay, I'm actually not able to write songs like I used to write them because I kind of feel like a new person, and that was scary. So I had to just kind of like deep, like nose dive into this new Marie, which happened to be a lot more fun and playful and kind of just like taking a chance, doing something for the sake of it being fun, and rather than like, is it cool? Or like, actually, I've done stuff because it's cool, but also like, is it the right thing to do? Kind of like, it's all like, I've kind of just like, I have not given a shit about arrangements and kind of like structures that are like, you know, things like classic structures like A B A B A B or whatever, like chorus here, there. Like, I've kind of just like completely let myself go. And yeah, I feel like I just had to do that to become fully free to make something that feels, hopefully I didn't swear too much right now, but feels,
you're good,
fun and free and crazy. Yeah, so it feels a little bit more confident than the first one, maybe.
That is really cool. That sounds like you really let the creative process just run. Let's talk about your song Too Much. When I first heard this song, it immediately hit the feels. And I think that it is a very relatable song for a lot of different people. And I'm curious about if the lyrics for this song, did it all come out in one go? Or was this a song that you kind of had to sit with for a little bit to form?
This was like the song that came to me the fastest of all the songs on the album, because I had just been in Electric Lady Studios in New York City, and I had just played like the tentative album to my A&R, and he was like, I feel like there's something missing. And I was like, no, that's like the worst thing anyone could ever say to me in the middle of this process. And then I got back from Electric Lady, got back to Norway, and I was just sitting by the piano, and this thing kind of just came out, and I immediately recorded it and recorded like a demo upstairs in my apartment here. Those are the stairs. And I knew immediately like there's something really cool here. And yeah, and then I think like maybe 3 weeks later I had like the finished song with like the arrangements and everything. So yeah, it was quite quick because it just felt very natural.
And then moving on to the video, the music video for Too Much, I felt like the story and the concept fit the song very well. And I was curious how the concept and the story came together for the music video.
I mean, the music video is a little bit theatrical, and that's something that has really inspired me also this past year. Going to the theater, like watching in-person performances, has really moved me, and it has really kind of, I used to think they were kind of like not cool, and but then I realized the reason why I don't think they're cool is because I just saw really bad theater when I was a kid. And when I was first introduced to it as a young person, I didn't enjoy it because maybe I didn't understand, et cetera, but now that I've kind of learned, like I've gained a lot of like emotional maturity and more depth, I'm able to enjoy those things a lot more. And so that's kind of like what really fed into the video idea, was like kind of, let's do something that's fun, let's lean into theatrical, let's lean into High School Musical, let's lean into those things that people don't really think is cool right now, maybe. So, and we were also thinking about it because, like, you know, Mean Girls came out and Willy Wonka came out, and kind of at the same time as we were making the video, and we were thinking also, it's interesting how these things are being marketed like barely as a musical, but they're musicals, and but you don't really like market them as something like that because musicals aren't that cool for a lot of people, but I love them, and I think it's something really sincere about being able to lean into that. So yeah, I don't know. That was just a little observation there, additional observation.
Cool. I was also looking at your YouTube channel, the video I'm Sorry. You state that 2024 is going to be your year. What changed and what is going to make 2024 your year?
That was a joke. That was that was a sketch, but I don't know. Sometimes I have moments where I'm like, oh, I really hope this album goes well, but then sometimes I'm like, you know, low, like Marie, chill, take a step back. I don't know. But honestly, that was just a line to make me look like a douchebag in that video. 'Cause like I was trying to just be this like superficial artist who's like, it was kind of like we're playing, it's kind of like a little bit of a stab at all the like the hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos of YouTubers messing up and then making the least sincere apology ever in like a nice studio, and you know that like you have a camera crew right behind here, you're not upset. Like, so it was basically just like to make me look like a bad person in that video. And so honestly, I don't know if 2024 is my year. We can only hope. We can only cross our fingers and toes and everything that we can cross.
I love that. I also saw the comments at the bottom of that video were like, "I feel bad and nothing has even happened yet." That was really good.
Oh yeah, a lot of people actually fell for it, which I think is the fun part. It was just like a fun little idea, but also a lot of people really, they got the stab at like the YouTubers and kind of like this, I don't know, the apology, like online apologies is like its own thing. It's a really interesting phenomenon, but yeah, but people, I think they thought it was funny. So I'm entering my acting era. Watch out.
Last question here, so we don't take up all of your time. Looking to the future, what can fans look forward to for your new album, I'm Doing It Again, Baby?
I think my fans can look forward to some really cool songs, some really playful, cool, catchy songs. And I think they can look forward to great shows and hopefully just like a continuation of something or maybe something new. I don't know. I just look forward to like great music. I think this album is really great. Listen to it on April 12th. This is Girl in Red.
That is the super cool. Very excited for that album. Also excited for your show at Red Rocks. You're going to be with the Beaches. That'll be super fun. Can't wait for that. And if you want to get your tickets, it's over at x1039radio.com. If you're watching this once it goes live, Girl in Red, thank you so much for sitting down with us. Very excited for our listeners to hear this.
Thank you so much for having me. Have an amazing day and look twice when you cross the street.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
No worries, bye.
Bye. Another big thank you to Marie, Girl in Red, for sitting down and talking with us. That was so much fun. I'm definitely going to look back on this interview and put that in my personal portfolio because it was just such a special moment. And I'm so happy that I get to share with you. It's my favorite thing about music and art in general, sharing it with everyone and everyone you can. Make sure you subscribe. You can find our podcast, the What's New Now podcast, anywhere where you find podcasts. Subscribe, share with your friends, like, and make sure you look out for the next one. They drop on Friday mornings over at x1039radio.com. Thanks for listening.